The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know, in the investigation into Hillary Clinton's illegal homebrew server, in the matters of the Clinton Global Initiative and the pay-to-play investigation, it doesn't seem that the Justice Department is at all interested. It certainly seems clear that the FBI, it was not real all enthusiastic about going after that investigation. And it's certainly true that that many in the mainstream media have not had much interest. But there has been one group throughout it all that has been dogged in its a pursuit of documents that tell us the real story of what was going on there in Benghazi and a whole host of other things, and that would be the folks over at Judicial Watch. Joining us now on the line is the Director of Research and Investigation for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell, and he's currently in Arkansas because he's doing what? He's doing research and investigations at the Clinton Library as we speak. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Brian. Great to be on with you.
All right, so listen, the latest story is that there was a side deal cut between the FBI or perhaps the Department of Justice with Cheryl Mills and this woman named Heather Samuelson to get their laptops. They could look at this one narrow thing that they wanted to look at, and then the side deal was the FBI and law enforcement sources would destroy the laptops. Were you surprised to learn this?
This is off the charts in the world of really shocking and really an abuse of the justice system. My past life, I was an Army intelligence officer and commissioned as one, and then became a special agent of Army counterintelligence. So I've done national security crime investigations quite successfully, and I can tell you I have never heard anything like this in my experience. Director Comey has disgraced himself personally, and he's done enormous damage institutionally to the FBI. And then Loretta Lynch, I mean, she's the one, making these grants of immunity. This is a see-no-evil operation. It is so disingenuous. It is so insulting, the way in which they conducted this. I don't even want to call it an investigation.
Yeah.
It was a whitewash. It was going through the motions to, like, check the box and say, yeah, we looked at things. But really, credit to David Kendall. Mrs. Clinton's attorney clearly orchestrated this entire sham, and the media, the public, the rest of the government, all the federal employees involved, all took it hook, line, and sinker.
Can you give me any scenario where it would be standard operating procedure for the FBI to agree to destroy a laptop that potentially has evidence of multiple? Crimes or multiple interesting aspects or things of interest like obstruction of justice or some sort of cover-up. Have they ever done something like this before?
No, in fact, 180 degrees in the opposite direction is the normal procedure. If a counterintelligence investigation involves the idea that somehow classified information may be resident on a piece of gear, whether it's a laptop or some other piece of technology, and the government will go and seize it. you don't wait and you don't negotiate with David Kendall to come up with some sweetheart deal. Just the opposite. You go to a judge and you say, look, we have reason to believe there's highly classified information on this laptop, and we're not going to say Mother May I or Pretty Please. We're going to go get it, and then we're going to take it apart and find out exactly what happened. And we're not going to constrain ourselves to some artificial date that somebody doesn't want you to look past to see something. This is so wildly off the charts it's such an abuse of the normal investigative process. It is unbelievable.
I want to raise, if I could, for a moment, this other story that is sort of burbling out there. It hasn't gotten a lot of attention. And that is that the Inspector General has decided that the White House impeded the email investigation, and they tried to strip you of your media status, which is very important when you're making FOIA requests.
Yeah, this should really be put in context. So in one Freedom of Information Act request with one agency, there was an abuse of discretion on the part of the agency in an effort to try to thwart our work. And an inspector general looking at it said it was clearly a political operation. It was an effort simply to try to stop us. But as you mentioned, you know, I'm sitting in Little Rock now, and I'm looking at files from Filegate and Hillary Healthcare, right, from almost 20-some-odd years ago. So we don't quit, we don't forget, we never give up. And in this one case, this is an abuse of discretion trying to limit our access as members of the media. But look, you know, our monthly newsletter has a larger circulation than the Washington Times. So, you know, we're clearly members of the media. We have Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists on our staff, you know, former Wall Street Journal reporters and L.A. Times reporters. We do journalism all the time. I teach journalism law at George Mason University. So the notion that we're not you know, members of the media is preposterous.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it right there. Chris Farrell, Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch. Thanks for the work you do.
Thank you, sir.
It is now 7:43 on WMAL.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Boy, that is a great choice. You know, the rental market is red hot right now. This is going to give you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. And who doesn't want to do that? Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, investment property, or inherited home, but renting has never been easier when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse, they are the number one rent estate company in America. They've been helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes all over the place, and they're right here in the Washington area. Trust me, the rent estate advisors at Renters Warehouse make property management so easy. It's just $80 a month, and for that, they're going to price your property, quickly find you great tenants, collect the rent, and also take those pesky maintenance calls, sometimes in the middle of the night, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. Renting property can deliver steady cash flow, long-term equity, great tax benefits. It's called Rent Estate. Go from homeowner to investor today with Renters Warehouse. Get started with a free home rental price analysis. It's free at renterswarehouse.com or call them 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370, Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.